You know, this gospel passage is way too familiar to everyone. And unfortunately, when we hear it, there are a lot of people that feel guilty. Those are the individuals who, like myself, happen to be the Marthas. As a pastor years ago, I've never heard people come up to me and go, "Father, I'm a Mary," right? Everybody's always like, "Father, I'm a Martha," and they feel bad about it. But I don't think Martha should feel bad, and I don't think Mary should feel bad, although I think you're lazy. But the truth of the matter is, what Jesus tries to tell us in this gospel today is that there is room for both. I want to share a little background with you that might help you in understanding this gospel passage. You see, Martha and Mary lived in Bethany with their brother Lazarus, and Jesus spent a lot of time there. In fact, he probably spent the first four days of what we now call Holy Week with Martha and Mary, because it was just outside of Jerusalem. And he was getting ready to go there. He was getting ready to be taken away because there was a price on his head. So Martha and Mary are offering him hospitality. And it seems to me that maybe Mary realized that Jesus just needed someone to listen to him. That Jesus might have just appreciated being able to kind of talk about what he was going through and the struggles that were facing him. And so when Mary sits at his feet, it's what he needs as well as what she needs. Now Martha, being a Martha, taking care of all the details and planning everything, you know, the reason we're here every week and everything's done so well for us is because of the Marthas, right? The individuals prepare everything. Tim, where is he? Right?
So, sacristans.
Right, well, whatever. The reason we have good music, the reason we have good liturgy, all those individuals who do all the detailed work, right? And so Martha feels a little left out. It's like, look, I'm kind of doing all the stuff. And Jesus says, look, Martha, I'm really grateful for what you're doing. I really appreciate what you're doing. But I want you to not forget why you're doing all that stuff. Because oftentimes we can get so wrapped up in what we're doing for other people that we forget about the people, right? Jesus is saying to us today, look, take a minute. Your life has been so busy this week, it's been incredible. How many of you had just like a crazy busy week this week? Raise your hand. Well, what were the rest of you doing? I'm exhausted. I'm telling you, my week was crazy. The truth of the matter is, when we have one of those weeks, isn't it nice to be able to come here and sit at the feet of Jesus? Isn't it wonderful to just be able to listen to the Lord and get recharged? I mean, if there's any good reason to come to the Eucharist, this reading is it. Mary's chosen the better part. We need to choose the better part. We work our tails off all week long. It's time we come here to rest at the feet of Jesus, to listen to what he has to say to us, to have our batteries recharged, to encounter him in the Eucharist, to consume him so that he can be part of us always and forever. I was very privileged a few years ago to be able to go on a 30-day Ignatian retreat. And I thought the hardest part was going to be being quiet. But that wasn't it at all. The hardest part for me was not being busy, not doing things. So it taught me to just spend time with the Lord, to consume every word that he had to share with me, to spend every moment of the day with him. When I got off of that retreat, I realized that was something I desired. So now I make sure that I invite the Lord into every aspect of my day. Before I pick up the telephone, I say, "Come, Lord Jesus." When I get up in the morning, "Come, Lord Jesus." I want him to be with me. I want him to be a part of my life. I want to dispel the evil one from any part of my life and invite the Lord to be there with me in that minute. I get into the car, "Come, Lord Jesus." Believe me, it keeps me a lot more calm. And all you have to do is be traveling Colfax these days and you'd understand what I'm saying. Because somebody out of their mind decided not only to fix parts of Colfax, but all the other routes to get where I want to go at the same time. So what usually takes me 3 minutes to get to the hospital now takes me 8. Thank you, city and county. Come, Lord Jesus. We're here today to sit at the feet of Jesus. St. Ignatius had this beautiful prayer. Some of you may know the Suscipe, right? "Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my entire will, all that I have and possess. You've given it all to me, Lord. I give it back to you." And then he says, "Give me only your love and your grace, and that's sufficient. I need nothing more. Give me only your love and your grace, and that is sufficient." Today, in this Eucharistic feast, let's ask the Lord to give us his love and his grace, that it may be that which sustains us throughout the rest of this week, that until we come to sit before his feet next week, we have the ability to get through and do well and succeed and recognize his presence among us. See, real people of hospitality do just that. They welcome, they take care of the details, but they don't forget who they're doing what they do for. Take care of all the details that you need to so you can come and sit at the feet of Jesus and say to him, "Only your love and your grace, and that'll be sufficient."